head teacher at the Kittles Government School, Donat Ferdinand, said she is pleased that the staff, students, and the community are back together, even as school reopens on a sad note following the fire which destroyed part of the school exactly 1 week ago. Ferdinand said, while it is a sad moment for the school, she remains positive as the situation could have been worse.
I am especially happy to see the faces of our school family, our children, our teachers, our parents, our community members. We are so happy that you are here. Even though our hearts are heavy as we reflect on what occurred 1 week ago today, I am pleased that we are finally back together following the Christmas break. I also wish to welcome our visiting dignitaries, friends, and supporters. Although we would have loved to have you here under more favorable circumstances, we do appreciate your presence, which indicates to us that you are concerned for our well-being.
Ferdinand said, since the fire, they have seen tremendous support at the school and they are grateful and thankful.
Now, I know that our school looks a lot different today. We no longer have our beloved hall, and it is okay to feel sad about that. However, while the building is gone, what is most precious to us are sitting here before us and standing around here. You, our students, our teachers, our people. We are so grateful that we have each other today, and like today's theme suggests, we give thanks even amidst the flames. It could have been so much worse. There are many things that we must be grateful for today, including you, our friends and supporters. Since the fire, we have seen tangible support from various generous institutions and organizations, and we are grateful.
Head teacher at the Kittles Government School, Donat Ferdinand. Parliamentary representative for South Leeward and Minister of Transport, Infrastructure and Physical Planning, the Honorable Nigel Stevenson, said the Kittles Government School will be rebuilt better, stronger, and even bigger.
Out of evil cometh good. And as your representative of transport, I'm going to ensure that this school, we've heard it called before, is rebuilt better, stronger, and I introduce one that is called bigger. Bigger in the sense that we understand the use of that facility. And when it is handed over to you again, we will make sure that it becomes the envy of similar facilities in the entire country. So these are not just idle or boastful words. We have actually come to talk because we have sat down and determined the best way forward for the school.
Parliamentary representative for South Leeward and Minister of Transport, Infrastructure and Physical Planning, the Honorable Nigel Stevenson. Meanwhile, Minister of Education, Vocational Training, Innovation, Digital Transformation and Information, the Honorable Philip Jackson, said within minutes of the fire, the staff at his ministry had already started planning solutions for the resumption of teaching and learning at the institution. He assured the community of Kittles that the government continues to work for a speedy recovery at the institution.
So I want to assure you, students and staff and parents and the community of Kittles, that your government are very engaged in ensuring that you are well accommodated for term two and that everything is in place for a speedy recovery. I was advised that by the next term that this building should be back on track and ready for your use again. Our Prime Minister, Dr. Godwin Friday, says, Minister Jackson, we have to make sure that everything is restored and that we recover in the shortest possible time. And that is exactly what we are doing.
Minister of Education, Vocational Training, Innovation, Digital Transformation and Information, the Honorable Philip Jackson. I am Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.